We've mentioned several times that every Christian is responsible for their own spiritual growth and maturing in the faith. Another crucial step in that spiritual development is learning how to conduct yourself properly within the church. It's an important thing to recognize that the Bible describes the church as a body. It's called the body of Christ in Ephesians 1, verse 22 through 23, and in Colossians 1, verse 18. Also, according to 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, Christians have been baptized into that body. It's how we become members of the church, according to passages like Acts 2, verse 47, and Galatians 3, verse 27. Now, in his letter to the brethren in Corinth, Paul uses the analogy of the human body to explain how unity among the brethren provides healthy functionality in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12 through 31. It's really not difficult to understand this concept, and from our own experiences, we easily recognize that complex machines operate efficiently only when all of their components are working in unison and performing their designated functions as they are intended to. And if a part fails to do its job, then the machine breaks down, which can cause severe damage or even stop it from working altogether. Well, likewise, our human bodies function in much the same way. Every part has a specific purpose and contributes to the body's overall performance. And this is what Paul is emphasizing in his epistle. Now, Satan, on the other hand, wants to see the church fail. Because of this, division within the congregation is a constant threat among the members. And disunity and conflict can severely hamper or disable the church. And it can enter the congregation through many different avenues, such as an abuse of power or erroneous doctrine or even improper conduct. And a glaring example of this is found in the divisive nature of the members of the church there in ancient Corinth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 13, Paul writes, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. Now I say this, that each of you says, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Cephas, or I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul?" Well, this is exactly why Paul goes on to use the analogy of the human body in chapter 12 of that same epistle. You see, learning how to function properly within the church requires an attitude that is constantly striving for unity. To help us better understand this concept and the importance of unity, let's read Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8, and then 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 31, and then consider all the specific details that Paul accentuates in those passages. You should be able to deduce that the body does not exist only to serve the eyes, for example. But when the eye is hurt, different body parts will help it heal and become useful again. And we also understand that the hand does not take from the body for its own purposes, nor does any other member demand something from it for its own personal benefit. And yet, sadly, there are brethren in the church, within the body of Christ, who do not understand this simple concept. Their perception of the church is to take all that they can get from the body, or that the body exists only to serve them. And all they do is take from the church and never give anything back, especially not of themselves, as the example is seen in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 5. It's truly sad that some members of the Lord's church behave as if they're the only reason that the body exists. It really is a shame. So, in this passage, there are three main points that Paul expresses in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 through 27, and that we should all take to heart. First of all, there is only one body, not multiple bodies. Second of all, the body consists of many members and each having a special role within the body. Thirdly, God united the human body together, and He also united the church together. So with that in mind, I want you to listen to what Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 6 says, and see if you can determine how that passage parallels perfectly with 1 Corinthians 12 and even Romans 8. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. As Paul described it so very well, each part of the body must do its own work to supplement the body and not strip from it. Just as the human body provides life to all its individual parts, well, so does the body of Christ. A disciple must submit himself to the authority of Christ and serve him because of his love for Jesus. Therefore, we must never approach the Lord's body with the intent of selfish gain. But instead, we should approach His body with a desire to give of ourselves, and by doing so, we will receive a greater reward. Remember what Jesus said to the rich young man? He said, "If you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." That's in Matthew 19, verse 21. Notice that Jesus did not say, "Take whatever you want, do whatever you want." No, instead, He expects us to follow Him and His purposes and not even our own desires. So in addition, our Lord also prayed for unity among His disciples, that there would be no division among them in John 17, verse 21. And I hope that by looking at all these passages, you can now see that we must learn how to function properly within the body of Christ.